I had a range. I had a range of six to
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, this is Rob Grossis.
Hey,
This
Rob, how are
Tom?
you? Yeah, we haven't started yet.
Okay. All right, I'll mute myself.
Okay, thanks.
We just know you're there. Yeah, it's good to check in, you know?
Okay. You got 1 minute, Mo.
Yeah, I got it. I'm looking at it. There we go. All right. Call the meeting to order, 7 o'clock. It is January 21st, the Palm Lakes Regional Pollution Control Authority meeting. And first order of business, call to order. Second is public comment. I see no public. I see no public on the Zoom. Go right to approval of minutes. So the first one is the April, again, in order, April 26th meeting, which is a public hearing and the special meeting. Let's look that over and let's see, did we get your name spelled correctly on that one?
No.
Okay. So where, Jess, where do they bring up on top? Oh, double B. That's right. So the correction would be anywhere Jessica's name appears, Webb is spelled W-E-B-B, two B's. So you want to move the adoption with that correction?
Yeah, sure, that's fine.
Okay.
It'll be easy. I won't add the
You're right. And that's it on that one. Rich, can you second that one or?
Okay, I'll second it.
Thank you. Motion's made and seconded. Or Jim could have seconded it, anyone.
Do you have an appointment?
Oh.
You
Well,
better do that
I'm
because
gonna do that.
I'm gonna have to
you're gonna
abstain.
withdraw that. Okay, that's second.
Well, he can
Roll point,
second it,
Jim.
second, but I'm just gonna tell
Okay.
you ahead.
He can second it. That's
You
not
can
a problem.
second. Well, Jim's gonna we'll appoint him to fill the vacancy of the mayor tonight. So and with that, any discussion on that? If not, all in favor of approving the minutes as corrected, please indicate saying aye.
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 Yeah.
Mr. Hayes.
Abstain. Sorry.
Oh, you're not. Thank you. He wasn't there. Motion carries. Three yeses and an abstention. Next one is the approval of the special, the public hearing and immediately that followed, yeah, a special meeting after the public hearing. This is rather short, but again, on this one, we have a correction on a misspelling. Again,
No, this one's good.
this one's correct. No,
Oh,
not up
sorry.
top.
Oh, I thought you meant this one. The special meeting is good.
Oh. Oh,
3B is
do I have the
good.
right one? I pulled the wrong one. 26th? 26th. Okay, I just did the same one again.
We just did the 26th.
Yeah.
You've got to
How
go to the 18th, Bob,
many
I
right.
think. July 18th.
Jim spelled my name wrong. Or my right, sorry. He spelled my name
Sorry
wrong.
about that, guys. There we
Oh,
go.
I did this
So
one.
I'll move the 18th meeting.
Thank you. And I'll second it. Any discussions? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. And finally,
Number
the
27.
27th. Now that one, we need a correction. That has Jessica's name. To be corrected with a double WEBB. Everywhere where it appears, and it appears, well,
It's all
it's
over the place.
spelled right down below.
I know,
Up
yeah.
on top, it's incorrect on the top. Just one spot. Getting closer. Okay. Entertain a motion to approve the minutes as corrected. Anybody?
I'll
Jess,
move it.
thanks.
I'll second.
Any comments? It's pretty straightforward. If not, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. I got
Abstention.
abstain.
One abstention.
Thank
Motion
you.
carries. All right. New business budget. Jim, I'll pass it to you. Because I'm still digging out my paper.
Okay. So we did sit with our finance director for quite some time, and Bobby asked a lot of great questions trying to get his head wrapped around where we were at. And I think we look right now we can show a history pretty easily from 2020 through 2023. And our expenses started in 2020 at about $128,000, and they peaked in 2022 at almost $190,000. And 2023, it dropped down to $176,000. And this shows us, where we're at with the spending in each category. So we can see that our actual sewer use charges to Manchester have actually gone down. In the last 2 years, they've been pretty level at about $55,000 or $56,000. We can see that maintenance and repair has gone up. And that is, I don't think there are more instances necessarily of maintenance and repair, but the cost of pumps either repaired or replaced has gone up. And there's usually, a few that happen during the course of the year where the cost of the repair is within $1,000 of the cost of a replacement pump. And, at some point you've got to make a decision as to whether or not you're going to replace it with a new pump and have a warranty, or whether you're going to fix it and, have a, 30 or 60 day warranty. So we try to be pretty careful about that. We get estimates ahead of time.
Do we have pumps in stock?
We have a couple of spares.
Yeah. But
we had talked about, actual equipment, but on the labor, trying to work something out with Vernon or some other abutting town for personnel to call on rather than having
skips.
Well, not skip, but the company that comes in from Massachusetts. Our the pumps, the guys that service our pump systems.
They're the only ones authorized to service E1 pumps in New England, and they come out of New Bedford, Mass.
Wow, that's a long.
So there's technicians that live in the area, and often we're lucky to get one of them, but sometimes they have to dispatch somebody from, New Bedford, which is tough because we're paying travel expenses on top of the repair costs. So, our thought was if there was a neighboring town that had staff that might be able to make, at least the simple repairs or exchange pumps, we could pay them overtime and still save money. And we've had some of those conversations with, it's in the minutes. We had a conversation with Dan Champagne about it. We haven't gotten past that point as of yet, but our staff, the town of Bolton staff, do some simple things also, like when we have a sensor on a smart cover that has to be changed or something like that, our staff has been capable of doing those things.
How often do those have to be changed?
A couple of times a year we have problems where the batteries go dead or something silly.
But they don't fail. It's just a battery.
Yeah. Every once in a while, one fails. The one we have issues with is the one on Hatch Hill most of the time. And sometimes it gets full of water and have to pump the water out.
Well, that's a wet area.
Yeah.
That one with all the heavy rains, probably gets pumped up 3 to 4 times a year.
Yeah. But that's something that Bolton's building and ground staff has been able to take care of. That's within their, that's within their ability.
If that's technically in Vernon, we're over there doing
it. Yeah. Well, but also, also when, we have power outages that last more than 72 hours, our guys are in Vernon and in Bolton, you know, running the generators to do the pump outs.
So let's talk about two lines here, if we can, Jim.
Yeah.
That have some variances in them that I'm just trying to understand better. Miscellaneous, obviously 54, nothing in 2020. We did, I guess we weren't tracking it then, but 5,100, 10,600, and then 2,400. So what were we doing there in that
column? I'm not sure what miscellaneous captures. Did we discuss that with her, Bob?
No. No, we didn't, unfortunately.
I suspect that's anything that doesn't fall into one of the
anything else.
I'm trying to understand what is it and why was it 10,000 at one point? That's what I'm trying to figure out. But okay. And then right underneath it, equipment. So equipment, what constitutes equipment? Pumps?
Yes.
And
pumps, valves. Sometimes we have to buy a little bit of pipe for a repair.
Right.
And sometimes it could be electronic.
And we're not stocking any of that stuff, huh? That we don't have a place to put it.
Well, we have some in Herrick Park. I know back when I started working with this group, you know, we talked at one point about, you know, buying a shed and putting it down at the town garage or something to be able to store the stuff in.
Because it doesn't, none of it requires heat.
Requires heat. That's correct.
Just needs to be dry.
It needs to be dry.
And out of the sun.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Do we know if the sewer usage charges, have they remained, has the rate remained the same or has that gone down?
The rate has not gone down.
But
no, that rate actually
but there, but there was a, there well, was just, a,
it's just weird that there's such a drastic decline in that.
Well, but you had, there was a problem at one point with the meter at the town line. That was before me.
Right.
Yeah, you're right.
You guys fought that out.
Yeah. And that's why there was a huge
Is there
amount.
Two meters now? One on
there
each
is.
Side?
There is.
Yes. Yeah. So ours that's what we did. We put that second meter in.
And they better match up.
Right. That's why
that makes sense.
That's why you have the consistency now that's there. The flow. And
so what year was that put in? It looks like it was put in 2021 2022 where it went.
Well, it had been before that.
It was before that.
Before that.
But it was before
we
that.
We were struggling a little bit because wasn't there a little leak in one of the lines right before there we had to fix?
The
water was getting in or something.
There was water getting in. So that was screwing up everything else.
Right.
Because it was sand and water. There was
That'll screw you.
There was a lot of issues in there that finally got straightened out, and that balanced it out. And the other thing that's been happening too is that people are still very water conscious.
And we had no history, Bob. Remember?
Right.
We were phasing this thing in over 5 years.
We were guessing as we went along.
That was you know it was like throwing darts in the dark.
That was just like I said. It's awesome to see
the last 2 years are pretty stable.
Yeah. So now that's really a good base to be working off of. And if any movement from there, would represent something being wrong because we're not adding any dramatic amounts on, maybe one or two.
The only thing we have is the Laurelwood subdivision.
Yeah, when that comes in.
Yeah.
But I think
they're going to be adding three fairly immediately, but then, you know, who knows how long it'll be before they, you know, start building more houses.
But those are small.
It's small potatoes.
Small potatoes at the time. So that's the good side, and it's just, and as Jim says, the killer side is, it's like everybody has this unbelievable increase in equipment, almost double what we originally started with on those damn grinder pumps.
Yeah.
Because we bought a high quality pump.
Yeah, right now to replace them new is around $3,700.
Yeah.
Geez, I think we're paying $2,000.
We were two. Right.
Right. So we bought them.
Right.
Yep.
Are they still being manufactured in Vernon?
No.
They moved that warehouse? They moved that facility?
No, it's in New York State.
Wow.
Yeah, I think that's correct.
It's in New York.
One of the reasons we bought from them originally is because
they were right. They had a
facility in Vernon.
Yeah, but their main one is in, I forget what what city in New York State?
Mm-hmm.
And we're supposed to be a tour of the plant up there, but they, back in the previous administrator, and he kind of, whatever, didn't happen. But anyhow, I know it's there. When I talk with the distributor and all, that's where it all comes from. Where they may get components other places like everybody else does, but that's where they assemble them.
Yeah.
And they get sent them out to us.
Yeah.
So what we normally do now is do a budget proposal. Then we hold a hearing for the public to come in, comment on it. And most of the time, question is, what are you going to raise us? Well, we haven't, we raised it
last year, because remember we were trying to build
right.
up a little
we
bit.
We raised it amount last year, right. And
from 100 to 105.
Yeah. And at
Niskay Una, New York.
That the who?
Niskayuna.
That's why I couldn't remember it.
Niskay Una is how I would pronounce it.
Okay.
Which may or may not be accurate.
Yeah. So anyways, it is New York.
Balltown Road, New York. Niskayuna, New York.
So I don't think
bring back samples. Half a dozen pumps.
Yeah.
I don't know my purse.
Is it a good place? Is it? Have you been up there? Oh, I don't know. You guys, if your outfit uses them or not. What we do tonight is generally try and adopt a proposed budget to present to the public, and then we adopt an actual budget.
Right, because last year we held a public hearing.
And the authority agreed before Jim came on that we would do this is how we would do it every year, so that there would be no question of when we adopted it and how we adopted it, because it was some controversy several years back. So this is simple. It's the same process every year, and everybody involved knows that's what it is. Everybody gets to comment on it. And if you're not going to raise it, it generally just very little comment.
Yeah, I think we had, if I remember correctly, we had three folks show up.
Right. And that was a pretty moderate increase. I don't know if we were, did we have the Zoom system going back then? Or
we did.
We did. Okay.
I think we got one letter and two folks or three folks that showed up.
So we're looking for a 2.7% increase this year.
Right.
Where is that? I'm looking for the proposed budget funds, like I just do on Thursdays. You have that there?
I'm looking.
Capital, no break there. But maybe I got it on the computer.
This is the one you're looking
for. This is right here. Adopted budget for 2024 statement.
Is it?
I think that's.
Yes. And we think that's the one.
Yeah, but it doesn't give it. This just gives us
the current.
A line item, but it doesn't give you a breakdown, right? Or do you have something that I don't have?
No. We don't have anything you don't have.
Okay.
Oh, and you don't have this one with the per request and then the proposed?
Well, that's just a line item for, this is a debt. Debt payment.
Well, here's the reality. It's, $15,000 higher spread out over,
right.
10 items. So
yep.
It's not a...
what the hell? This one.
Not an egregious.
No, so take that one.
Well, that I got, yeah.
Well, what are you looking for?
I thought it was broken down, but
it's not.
Okay.
I thought we had something that looked like this year.
Right.
That would have 24 proposed next to the previous. Can we do that next year?
Well, we can do it. We can.
We'll do it for the next meeting.
We do it for when we do the budget hearing. We have it broken out.
Okay. So what are we looking to do here, Bob? Tell me.
One is the bottom line, to bring forward the bottom line number for the budget hearing, and based on that, The question of a 2.7%, I think it was. Yeah, increase. Do we? It doesn't appear we still need to raise anything this coming year.
Right.
And, you know, I would, my suggestion would be we go forward with this budget with no increase in quarterly
in fees. You want to leave the fee static this year?
Yep.
Okay. I'm good with that. So you want me to move that to the move that agenda item?
Yes.
Okay, so moved. So that's consider an act to establish a capital reserve. No, I'm sorry. Consider an act
on the 24-25 budget.
Yeah.
I'll second it.
Okay, Jim seconded. Any comments, questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion.
Aye.
It carries. And next one is, you were reading it off.
Yes. So I'll continue then. If you want. Consider an act to establish a capital reserve fund. And we don't have one today.
I think we do.
I do too.
I think we put. I think
we set it up last year.
I think when we established our budget last year, we set it up with 30,000 in it.
But what we never did was, and this is where I forgot. But what we never did was to put a motion in that our annual surplus
would go into that.
It automatically goes into it.
So that's really what you want from
that's it. That's the motion we want to do.
So I'll make a motion that any surplus annually is immediately transferred into the capital reserve fund.
I'll second that motion.
Okay. Good. Thank you. And that's just so we can start building up having some
reserves.
Yeah, the oh shit fund is
called. Literally.
Hello, Mike.
Hi, everybody. Sorry, I'm
Mike,
late.
You came in at a great time.
Listen, you know what? You can't make it up. I actually was calling Rob beforehand. I was like, hey, do you know anybody who services water pumps? My wife called. She says, hey, the water is not coming out of the sink. I said, oh, that's not good. Yes, so I apologize.
No problem. So just to fill you in, we had in a total proposed budget for next year of 185,000, which is a 2.7% increase. And based on revenues from last year, what we discussed was keeping the fees as they are now and just bringing that forward. And in our budget, when we have our April budget hearing, we'll have a bottom line number. We'll have a split out of where our proposed numbers go.
Okay.
And we just had a motion in the second to move any remaining funds at the end of the year into a capital reserve account.
Okay, good.
Actually, Bobby, we moved the budget to 190, right?
190.
Right.
190, I'm
yeah.
sorry.
Yeah. You were
reading
the column before.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, we moved it to 190.
And that equates to a 2.7%.
2.7%. Right?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
And we just made the motion and seconded it about the capital reserve fund.
Okay.
So that's where we are.
So we got to vote on it.
Got to vote on it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Motion passes unanimously. I hope you get your pump fixed.
Yeah, me too. I got aqua pump on the way.
Oh, good.
The last page in your package suggests some possible dates for public hearing.
Yeah.
No, wait a minute. So, but we're having next regularly scheduled meeting is April 24th, right?
Yep. And that's the budget hearing.
But the next item on the agenda is to set up the public hearing.
So we would set it for the April 24th?
Right.
So I think you finalize your budget on April 24th.
Oh, right. I'm sorry. We finalize it. And then we set the meeting.
No, that's not. She's got it backwards.
She's got it backwards.
Right, so she's right because last year we held a public hearing in February. So she's proposing a February date for the public hearing. So we could potentially have a special meeting before that public hearing just to finalize our budget and then hold the public hearing.
Okay. Tell me your pleasure, folks. What do you want to do here?
What's the easiest? Well,
That means we only have to come out for one special meeting.
One meeting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. If we started at 6:30, if that works for everybody,
we start a half an hour before
to finalize our budget.
Finalize it, and then you present it.
And then we present the budget at 7:30 for a public hearing. Okay.
What night is she recommending?
She has available dates of Monday, February 26th, Tuesday, February 27th, yeah. Wednesday, February 28th, Thursday, February 29th. And I will warn you that you may do that without me because I have grandbabies on the way.
Okay.
But you guys, I'm sure, can handle it without me.
So which days are better?
Mike?
Yeah, I was just looking at the calendar. I don't have the mayor's schedule in front of me, but I'm thinking Wednesday the 28th would probably be a good one.
That's it.
Okay, that would be good for me too.
Okay, so let's move that.
All right, make that a motion. That would be our.
I'll make a motion that we set the budget hearing and the meeting, budget meeting slash hearing for the 28th. The meeting will start at 6:30, and the budget hearing will start at 7. Bob, is that what
we're 7? 7:15, just to give us 45 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
7:15.
To the boss.
That's my motion.
I'll second that.
Okay. Thank you. Motion made and seconded. Any more comments? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Good. Okay.
Pending business.
Good old shit.
Well, I did see a bunch of people down there with state trucks making a big money mess in December. I don't know what they were doing, but I saw them down working in that riverbed behind it.
So we determined through a bunch of meetings and a lot of effort that the issues that were created there were created by drainage going into the pond and brook behind Shady Glen and damming up the water and raising the water level. Nobody has demonstrated that any work that was done on the property related to the Bolton Lakes Water Pollution Control installation has had any effect. But the town of Manchester and the town and the state of Connecticut apparently took responsibility. And the town of Manchester, so what we agreed to do at our last meeting with all of the entities is that we would have our wetlands slash soil scientist go out there as a favor to everybody. We got Barbara Kelly to come back out of retirement and go out there and do some soil borings and mark the soil horizons and figure out how much material had been deposited based on the soil horizons and flag the wetlands. And then they wanted the town of Manchester to go in first because the DOT has a general permit to clean out. I think they said 100, wasn't it?
I have this with two pieces of property that I know that they have easements over.
So
they can go 50. I don't know. Maybe they changed it to 100.
They had a certain perimeter that they could go.
Yep.
So they wanted Manchester. They wanted without a permit.
Right.
Well, under their general permit.
That's correct.
And so they wanted the town of Manchester to go first and do the further out stuff.
Yeah.
And then the state would come in. So if you saw the state there in December, that means the town of Manchester was probably there prior to that.
It was a fluke thing. I was driving by there one afternoon. I wouldn't normally be doing that, but I saw all the trucks going across the field, and it was pretty muddy, but I guess they were down there going.
The water table had been... The settlement and vegetation had brought the water table so high it was back feeding into their curtain drain. Curtain drain was underwater.
Their curtain drain's underwater.
I got it. So Barbara did all the flagging and did the profiling. Who did the survey? The town of Manchester?
Town of Manchester did that.
Okay. They got their permit and they did that.
And they cleaned it up.
Right. I mean, our town engineer provided them some information.
Mm-hmm.
But Manchester did the heavy lifting with the survey. Manchester did the permits with the town of Manchester with the wetlands agent.
Got it. Okay.
And the last communication we had through our legal representative was that they're working on remediation.
Who's working on the mediation?
We don't know.
They didn't say.
That was the response that we got from the attorney from Shady Glen to the attorney representing Bolton Lakes.
That Shady Glen is working on remediation?
They're working on the remediation of the problem.
Well, if the problem was caused by the lack of maintenance by the town and the state, I don't understand what remediation they have.
We couldn't get any further answers to that.
Okay.
Maybe cleaning out their pipes. That's the only thing I could think of.
Okay. Does that have anything to do with us?
Yeah, no.
We don't believe so.
Okay.
And we made it.
And nor does David Shaken, who is representing us.
Right.
Yeah.
And we kept making the points, guys. You took ownership back before we went into phase two.
I mean, this is 10 years back now.
Right. And that's
13
what,
was.
Well, that's one of the things, digging in, is the one thing we hit on is, wait a minute. You guys own this. And when you read the documentation, it's pretty specific, yeah.
But at one time, somebody thought, and I don't know who somebody was anymore, right. But they thought.
Evan Glass. Evan Glass was a hydrologist that was hired by Shady Glen.
Okay.
And Evan Glass surmised, without any testing,
yeah,
that the
stone was transferring water down through.
Well, there were supposed to be bentonite dams around the pipe at certain intervals.
Yeah, I didn't do that.
And he was surmising that the bentonite dams
never got
had failed.
Okay.
And that the water was getting around them and raising the groundwater level.
Right.
Well, when in reality, when you really look at everything in its totality, you know, when you look and you see footing drains that are 2 feet underwater, you realize that nobody in their right mind would have installed them that way.
No.
And then you start looking at, you know, the deltas of sand and the vegetation.
And all the development that happened.
And it's coming from the state road and the town roads.
Yeah.
And it's dumping in back there in between Shady Glen, the town of Manchester, and the state of Connecticut. Somebody should have been maintaining that all along. And we believe that had they maintained that, they wouldn't have had these issues.
And plus, the garage is built on top of wetlands.
Well, filled wetlands.
Filled wetlands, basically, yeah. That back garage, that's the other
one. I'm sure it was built, Bobby, prior to any wetland
regulation, no doubt,
or commission or anything else.
This was probably built in the 50s.
At least, it's 75 years old.
Wasn't the original name Shady Glen Farms?
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay.
So that's the latest answer that we have, which is about, I don't know, 10, 12 days old?
Yeah, pretty new. And
there's another business.
Just give an update on Coventry. We're working on a number to negotiate as far as what would be their buy-in to use the main line. So we've been working with the engineer and going back to our records to come up with what would have been the cost of the main line and less the grant funds that we use, and what a half, I think we figured half, 50%
of that
would be their buy-in in to be able to utilize that line.
So let's do that a little slower then.
Yep.
So the cost of whatever it costs us to put the line in, less the grants.
Yep.
And then their piece is a 50% buy-in.
Right.
Based on that cost.
Yeah.
Just for the main line.
Right, because that's where they're tying into.
Because we're not talking about any of the branches.
No. Nope.
Has anybody done that calculation yet?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what we've been working on.
What's that number?
How much is it? Yeah.
We were at the 800,000, somewhere in that range. 50% of that was 400.
Got it.
Yeah, that's after grant funds.
That's their tie-in fee.
Right.
Yeah.
Who's paying,
for us?
And who's paying for the meter?
That's going to have to be.
That'll have to be on them.
But we're going to have our own on our side too.
Probably. I mean, it's pay for both.
Be sure.
That's a slow amount. That's a, with the that one.
Well, they're looking for us to give them 30,000 gallons a day.
What's our current volume a day?
30,000 gallons
a
day.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got to put a meter on the other side. Yeah. We got to put our own meter
well,
on.
Well, we should. We, as we did with the other one, site one and then.
You could get them to pay for both meters, but we should own one.
We should own one. Well, let's see. But say, this is for when we sit down and actually try and negotiate this thing out. We never had a good enough database to say, okay.
Who did the analysis of the cost, Dylan?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we met last week.
We met last week.
With him and Attorney Barber.
Yeah, because we also looked at, okay, trying to factor in what would have been our, you know, some of our carrying costs on that as well. But and that's sort of a guess.
How about long-range maintenance costs?
That's
our problem?
Well, that's...
Everything on this side of the line.
Yeah.
But they should own part of that if they're using it.
Well, that would be our agreement. That would be part of an operational agreement because right. You can't pay for that up front.
I agree.
Yeah, no, this was the hardest, our hardest thing to come up with was the buy-in.
Was that connection fee?
Right.
What is that number?
What is that number to work off of? And then we can...
And we're still sorting through some...
Has anybody told Coventry?
No, because this is brand new.
This is just
and we are looking at some supporting documentation.
Right? Just so they can present it to them.
Yep.
We want to be able to show that the number's real.
Right. This is a real number.
If you were on that side, you'd want to understand that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I feel like that's enough.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's pretty long.
Well, remember 60. 60% of that cost was grant funds.
Right.
So we add that on top of what we have for just that. It's just that one line, which was put in. The trunk line was between phase one and phase two. That trunk line was there.
And a little piece of phase three.
Tiny.
And a tiny bit of phase three.
We actually put that in phase two. We took the sheets out, remember?
Yeah, it was almost all of it was in two.
But we...
I just remember, you made comments about like blasting and stuff like that.
Yeah, and there was some boring done up at the top.
There was a lot of boring.
There was a lot of boring. Yeah, that was a tricky connection up there.
That was the boring was from all the way from Georgina's all the way down to the bottom of the hill.
Right.
And wasn't there something about Indian artifacts at one point on Route 44?
Oh, they find. Yeah, but that was.
It slowed
things down. We didn't have to.
It was only in one little tiny area.
One little area, and then we thought we may have to shift something, and we probably moved something a foot as we were coming up, but nothing. It was nothing that.
I remember it slowed us down for a few days.
Yeah,
didn't cost us anything.
That's there you go.
That's most important.
Yeah, what I don't have is a number getting through Shady Glen. That was a blast area. That was the rock area. It was all in that area. Everywhere else, it was no big deal.
Well, once we get past that, it was sand and gravel.
Yeah, right. The rest of it was a cakewalk coming up through there. But that was the hard part. And then to come up through through the notch. We didn't dig, we actually filled in and buried a line alongside the highway. So that was real easy. And then they dug coming up.
And we had plenty of fill on the job, which even made it think
right,
better.
Right. Right. So,
yeah.
Well, but I think it's like 15 feet deep at the top of the hill, isn't it?
Yeah. I think it's deeper than that.
It was deep.
Yeah.
But so our, you know, it's one, it, what the construction part of that, as far as additional cost, wasn't too bad. The worst part was down there. Again, we're trying to come up with a number that's fair.
It's got to be fair,
and that's for both parties. So we have to agree with. We're going to be working together for a while, and that would be for us. That input into our budget would be a good part. Into our capital budget.
So let's just talk about the 30,000 gallons.
Yep.
Where does that take the line to? 31.
No.
How far short of that?
I think it goes down to like Silver Street.
That's it.
Well, Silver Street's past 31.
Is it?
Yeah.
But they're limited. That the service area, the service area is pretty limited.
You couldn't go past Silver because you wouldn't have any. Unless, are they pumping?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yes, they're going to be pumping.
That's the same system.
Yeah, they're going to be pumping, but they couldn't. They couldn't.
If you go to Silver, you might as well go to Highland Park.
They couldn't, but they couldn't even get funding to go into that side street.
Right. They couldn't get funding to go down
where they had failing septic systems
on 31.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the water table is so high there.
Right? Oh, very high.
Very, very high. I don't understand why they couldn't get funding for that, but that's not our problem.
Yeah, no. I know they were upset about that.
Yeah.
And then,
so I think is it 27 or 29 properties?
Yeah, that's all it is. Some of them are good size.
But, yeah, big.
And they're going to have to pay into Manchester because Manchester charges for every hookup we have. Goes directly to them.
There's a fee at Manchester.
Yeah, okay, but
that's them. Just, they pay direct. They're going to have to pay directly to Manchester.
Okay. That.
And then we'll
they,
have.
And they base it the same way we do, based not on EDUs but on acreage and use, or don't we know? They used to do it on frontage and acreage.
They did. They did that for the commercial property.
Yes, I'm sorry.
And yeah, and then the residential was just on.
And I think a couple. I think a couple of them in Coventry are commercial
properties. Yeah, and those have to go by the same formula that Manchester, and it is. It's acreage and frontage.
Right.
Yeah. But that's just the commercial stock. Yeah. The point is, but at least we're finally making some positive progress. That's how I'm going to bring it up.
Okay.
I don't know if anybody else has any questions on it.
That was it for additional matters.
Well, unless somebody else has got something.
I don't have anything new.
Nope. All set.
This is Rob.
You all set?
Have a question.
Sure.
Rob, I just have a question on the agreement between Coventry. I mean, is there a, other than the buy-in fee, is there a fee per connection, or is just a buy-in fee?
We haven't even worked that out yet, but there's, if, you know, there should be we should have a tie-in fee just like everyone else, as well as a flow fee, which we have to establish.
Well, Rob has those with Ellington,
right?
And Tolley,
right.
Right.
Yeah. And Attorney Barger has those.
Maybe he could share.
Yeah, Attorney Barger has those, and he's actually using those agreements as his model.
As a model,
okay.
For it to there.
Good.
Our biggest hang up initially, because you guys, Vernon has, you know, you sort of laid the pathway for everybody on that stuff.
Yeah. And then as far as their responsibility, if there was failure on the Bolton side that conveys their flow, they're on the hook too for any kind of capital improvement there too.
Yeah.
That's the agreement.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bob, if I may, and Rob, thank you. I want to say publicly for covering for me last minute. I appreciate you jumping on with what I'm dealing with here. But whatever agreements you have, guys, Rob, you know.
We don't have anything yet.
No, but I'm saying, you know, when you have a draft or something, feel free. Yeah. We're here. We're all in this together.
Yes, absolutely.
So, oh, yeah. Yep.
We'll look it over, feedback.
Yeah, that was the thing. We really didn't have enough data to put the draft together to get to you. That's why this was the real last stumbling block for us to get over. And we just had a meeting on a week ago to try and get those numbers honed down, which we did. Now,
I don't think it was even a week ago. I think it was Thursday.
It was last week.
Almost a week.
But anyhow, so now hopefully things will move quicker. Because they had done work on the other components of it. This was the real hang-up section. So,
great.
Yeah, so hopefully now we can get together with you guys and get this thing finalized.
And we should all get at the table and hammer it out, but you know, with the attorney before.
Right.
We meet with Coventry.
Oh yeah, way before. So we're all comfortable with it.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep. Motion, anything else?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor.
Aye. Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
45 minutes.
Good.
I found out from NBC if they